It's Izzy here, and today I'm going to be answering the Virgin Questionnaire from That's My Maple Candy. I just thought you all could get to know me due to this. So, number one, if you've ever... describe the last physically sexual experience you had with another person. I wouldn't exactly call this, like, sexual, but, when I was in middle school... Now, keep in mind, this was like middle school. This was like, I want to say, shit, 5 years ago? Yeah, 5 years ago. I had a boyfriend, and whenever they would show, like, movies and stuff in the auditorium, we would sit together, and we would just touch each other. And I didn't touch him as much as he touched me. So that person was my boyfriend. How did it happen? We, you know, we're just young, stupid teenagers. What did it feel like? I didn't feel anything. Like, okay, so he didn't touch, like, anything sensitive. He just, you know, grabbed my tit and, like, I did feel him through his pants, but, it, like, all I did was just, like, squeeze his dick, and it was very small. So, would you want to have sex with this person? Well, he came out, we're still friends. He came out as gay to me a couple years ago, so I don't think he'd want to have sex with me. I mean, I'm not really attracted to him anymore. I was desperate. Two, describe the last time you masturbated. It was actually about, I want to say 12 minutes ago. I found my G-spot, and I just, you know, went to town, so, that's why I'm a little, yeah. did your orgasm come fast, or did you build up to it? It built up, to be honest. Did you come more than once? I did not. What were you thinking about? Honestly, I was just focusing on getting myself to come, because... I never had a G-spot orgasm until that. So, describe in exquisite detail how would you like your first sexual experience to go. Would you go on a date first, or would you just tear each other's clothes off? What would you wear? I want it to be super vanilla, to be honest, and then we can go from there. I guess I'll wear lingerie. I guess I'd wear, like, red lingerie. I mean, that's the point. I'm gonna quote Kinky Boots here, Lowline Kinky Boots, and say that red's the color of sex. Four, describe in exquisite detail how would you want your partner to look? I don't really care. I mean, as long as they're not an asshole. I mean, what would be your turnoffs in this area? If they're an asshole. You know, they can be a little crazy, but... So. Five, would you want to lose your virginity with another virgin? Why? I'm open, like, honestly, I don't know. Just, it kind of turns me on just to, like, know that, like, I'm the first pussy that's going to be on his cock. And I feel like he's going to feel the same way. But... I don't know. Sounds like a good idea. So. would it be more romantic or more of a tutor and a lesson kind of scenario? I guess a tutor and a lesson kind of scenario. If we're both virgins. I mean, you know. Number six. Say you're at a party and you're looking to go on a nice date with someone. What are some things they can do to ensure a date and to seal the deal? I don't know. You just know if you click with someone and stuff like that. I mean, I haven't been on a date in, like, 4 years. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's really, you just have to have chemistry with someone. Seven, what excites you the most about having sex? Well, most of my friends... aren't virgins anymore, so, and they tell me that it's just the the enjoyment and stuff, and I'm just looking forward to, like, you know, BDSM and just all the kinky shit I can do, and it all starts with just penetration with, you know, what your mama gave you, so I'm just excited just to, you know, just let my desires out. So, let's say you lost your virginity tonight. Who would you tell tomorrow morning? Well, I'd tell my roommates first, and if they didn't hear me already, how would you tell them? I'd just say, you know, someone fucked me. Would you tell them the whole story? Well, one of my roommates is, like, very religious, so I would just say, oh, you know, I had premarital sex, I'm sorry, and, you know, and then she'd make me go to church. But my other roommate, I'd probably describe it to her. So, 9, let's talk about birth control. What would you use? What have you used? Well, I was on birth control pills only once, just, I was on Accutane because, you know, my hormones were out of control. I was on Accutane about 3 years ago, so, and my skin's clear now, but, I hate birth control pills. They knock my schedule out of whack. I am getting an IUD, so yeah. Would you let the guy know? Would you want him to come in your pussy? I'd let him know. I'd be like, hey, I have an IUD, so maybe we don't need a condom? Like, I don't know. But, 10, speaking of coming, where would you want the cum to be? Inside, in your mouth, on your body? I'd prefer if it wasn't inside. Honestly, I guess on my body. Because it'd be weird, like, just to, like, I don't know. So yeah, on my body. Without mentioning a username, talk to your GWA crush. Well, I have talked to my GWA crush for the past 3 weeks. And sadly, I think that chapter's over. So, you know, I would, given the chance, I would fuck him though. So, he's obviously gonna listen to this because we're actually kind of friends now. my life is a fucking mess. Anyways, sorry for being, like, so quiet at the end or something. My roommates. Jesus Christ. So yeah, I hope you all enjoyed. And forgive my hoarse voice. I've been rage singing all day. So, bye guys.